A vaccine company plans to give away secrets. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration now backs the idea of making pharmaceutical companies share trade secrets behind COVID-19 vaccines, which could help the world get vaccinated more quickly. But some countries, including Germany, are skeptical about busting the patents. But what we call the Pfizer vaccine is based actually on the innovation of a German company, BioNTech, and that company is taking intellectual property matters into its own hands, starting in Asia. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, reports.
The German biotechnology company has been busy inking deals to provide more coronavirus vaccines across the Asian region. It's just unveiled two new initiatives, one with Shanghai's Fosun Pharmaceutical for a new joint venture in China. In a regulatory filing overnight, the two companies each committed to contributing as much as $100 million in cash, manufacturing facilities, and technology to the project. Ultimately, the plan is to produce up to 1 billion doses, though it's not clear where exactly those will be distributed. BioNTech also announced it'll set up a separate manufacturing plant and regional headquarters for Southeast Asia in Singapore. That facility could be live by 2023, with the ability to produce, quote, several hundred million vaccines, not just for COVID-19. The company says it'll be able to produce a range of vaccines and therapeutics for infectious diseases and cancer. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
BioNTech shares trading in New York now are up 6% after the company this morning reported profits of $1.4 billion for the last quarter. The Dow is trading in record territory again, up 172 points in early trading now, 0.5%. The S&P is up 0.1%, but the NASDAQ composite is down quite a bit, down 1.2%. Julia Coronado is an economist who founded Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Friday, we get this crummy jobs report. It confounds the experts. It's quite low, yet the Dow Jones Industrial Average that day closes at a record high. What's the lesson?
Well, I think that we can maybe even recite the lesson together, David. The stock market
isn't the economy.
That's
as
right.
My colleague Kai Rizdahl often says in the afternoon. But it's true, right? I mean, there's a bifurcation.
Yes, yes. And in fact, the stock market is pleased that that means the Fed will be easier for longer. And of course, the stock market is focused on profit margins, not necessarily full employment. So the disconnect therein lies.
Another topic is the cyber attack on the oil pipeline from the Gulf of Mexico up toward New York. Still broken this morning.
We've got lots of minds at work resolving the problem. And we would assume, even though gasoline futures are still higher, that will get resolved in a matter of hopefully days. But the lingering concern is the risk from cybersecurity, and that being an ongoing risk and a source of cost for companies that have to navigate and manage that risk.
Part of the infrastructure debate now in Washington, too, because as they upgrade, quote, infrastructure, they might also harden these systems. Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
The spot price wholesale of gasoline is up 1.4% right now in New York. In the last week, the retail price of gas was already up about 6 cents a gallon, 302 nationwide. That's retail. That's a dollar higher than a year ago when the pandemic lockdowns were especially widespread. Interest rates steady this morning. The benchmark 10-year rate is at 1.58%. The Paris Transport Authority has started using a robot vehicle. It's a driverless shuttle bus that'll wend its way through regular traffic to the woods near Paris called Bois de Vincennes. At the moment, it's a pilot project. Maybe it's a pilot-less project. And Paris transit officials hope there's more to come. Reporter John Lawrenson went on a joyride.
Waiting for the robo-bus, Annick Breton and her daughter Leia are a little apprehensive about riding in a vehicle with no human driver.
You're always going to be a bit frightened, but I read there's someone from the transport authority on board just in case.
So here it comes, quite a sweet-looking vehicle, kind of sort of like a boxy little vehicle, like size of a large, tall minivan, advancing slowly.
10 personnes maximum.
6 max, says one of the two conductors on board. And we're off. The bus navigates a couple of busy junctions through stoplights fitted out to tell it when to stop and go. Progress, though, is painfully slow. Top speed, 10 miles an hour, and our average speed must be half that. Comme Berbin is head of innovation at the Paris Transport Authority. He says driverless vehicles will help them provide new services.
For example, last mile mobility, when you're out of a train line, the terminus, for those people that take cars to go from their home to that terminal station so that they don't take their car and they have full public transport from their home to their destination.
But before these vehicles are used to pick people up at home, transit officials may have to work out a few kinks. The shuttle slams on the brakes whenever a car, pedestrian or cyclist comes within 3 feet. Oop.
Wow.
At one point, it gets stuck.
And so the conductor's just taken over the controls, put it back on manual.
This free weekend service began in January. The Transport Authority is now also operating 2 driverless subway to office shuttle services for private companies and plans to start others over the coming year. In Vincennes, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk of Tesla is moving markets again. And once again, it's about an only partly serious cryptocurrency that's called Dogecoin. This time it was because of what a satirical character said, played by Musk himself on Saturday Night Live. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Well, David, a lot of people were watching what Musk would say on Saturday Night Live character or himself specifically. After all, he's been Dogecoin's highest profile backer. And well, Musk seemed to lean into jokes about Dogecoin. Here he is on the weekend update portion of SNL after he was asked repeatedly to explain what Dogecoin is.
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
I didn't just say that, man. Hostfather, everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon.
Yeah, well, that comment that Dogecoin is a hustle, in other words, a scam, that appeared to trigger a sell-off, David. Dogecoin's value declined by a third between Saturday night and early Sunday morning.
All right, the character talking, but does this mean Musk is off Dogecoin?
Not at all. On SNL, he explained the idea behind cryptocurrencies on more than one skit. And on Sunday afternoon, he tweeted that his aerospace company, SpaceX, will accept payment in Dogecoin for an upcoming mission. By the time he sent that tweet, Dogecoin's price had recovered a bit, but the tweet seemed to help it along. And we should say that the price hasn't fully recovered, though, to where it was before Saturday night.
Right. I love my irony, but I can see here how irony can be so confusing. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. And Amazon says it's cracking down on fakes. There are some. Amazon says it blocked 10 billion suspected bogus items in 2020 using improved algorithms. This although online retailers like Amazon and Etsy are unhappy with proposed bipartisan legislation that would force third-party sellers to get verified. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.